gonna be.
Well, we gotta see if he's still in or not. Everybody tuning in just now, Alex and I are here. We're gonna do a recap on the 30-day sobriety challenge that we did. Yep. But we're missing somebody, and that person we're missing, his name rhymes with Duke. His name rhymes with Duke.
Rhymes with Duke.
It rhymes with puke, and it's Luke. And he just texted me and said, LOL, oops, like he forgot about it.
And we're already a half hour late.
And we're already starting late. So we're going to put him on blast. This is our first live call from
phone call. this is like a real radio station.
What up?
What are you doing?
Just
woke up from a nap. Dang it.
Gage was right for the record.
You still want to come on the pod?
Yeah, I didn't think I was
going to
sleep for 2 hours. Holy shit.
Took one hell of a nap.
Yeah, I went to bed at like 5. Oh, are you at the kitch?
Yeah, we're at the kitch. We're in the basement. If you talk to the nice lady at the front desk, she can give you. We're at the same spot we were last time, downstairs.
Oh god. All right. Yeah, I can be there in like 10 minutes.
All right, that works.
Sounds good. All right, bye. All right, man.
There we are.
Okay. Well, he's gonna all show right. up. That's
I'm
good.
Glad.
That's
good. Thank you for all of you for. You know, hanging in through that phone call. That I feel like that dragged on a little bit for a second there.
That was much too long. I didn't need to know how long.
So what were we talking about before? We were talking about
we wrapped up the
HPV. What does HPV stand for?
Human papillomavirus.
What does that do to your body if you're not careful?
I have no idea, Gage. I don't know.
Does it give you hives?
I don't know why.
Does it make you wish?
That was my like test 1, 2, 3 word, and like now we're talking about it.
And then I had mentioned ALS. I wrote a paper in high school on Stephen Hawking.
Okay.
He has ALS, otherwise known as Lou Gehrig's disease.
Okay.
And it stands for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis.
Wow, I'm impressed that you could say that.
Yeah, that's one of the 5 big words that I know.
That's 2 of the 5 big words.
So I suppose we can't really talk about the sober thing until Luke gets here.
I think we can.
Or do you think we can?
That's what we're here to talk about. It's not our fault he's late.
We can
start to discuss our thoughts.
We can revisit it, I suppose. Is there anything else we want to talk about before we get into it, I wonder?
I don't know. I think it's great to be back.
On the pod?
Yeah, yeah.
We were talking, Alex. This is his third time on the podcast.
Yeah, most
the
most,
most decorated high five.
I do have a lot of high five badges.
Yeah.
But nobody else got badges when they got done? Oh, wow. This is awkward.
No. So, third time on. Thought it'd be cool to kind of, you know, talk about what happened. Talk about what the hell happened during the 30 days of not drinking at all.
Yeah, and starting a business.
And starting a business.
Stellar for everybody.
Which we better not talk about until it gets here. What's new in your life? You got anything new going on?
Yeah,
Let's hear about it.
I'm starting a new job. That's exciting.
Do you want to talk about it, or would you rather keep it a secret?
I just don't feel
it's
like
up
it's
up to you. If you want to talk about it, that's fine.
I don't feel like it's that important. Like, it'll get out there. Like, people will find out.
Okay.
You
got any new pets or anything like that?
No.
Like a new bird, maybe, or
you know, actually, one of the
guys.
You
get a pet chicken?
Unfortunately.
Name it Alex.
I shouldn't say unfortunately, because he might see this, but
I hope
one of the guys that I live with is going to be getting a bird. I'm probably less than thrilled about it.
Like a toucan, or what kind of bird is it?
Like a parrot.
Do parrots talk, or just...
Oh, yeah, you can teach them to talk. Absolutely.
They probably can't say ALS, though. Why is he getting a parrot?
Because he wants a parrot. I have a couple guys that live at my house with me. Like,
right.
You know, it helps pay the mortgage. I told him when he first moved in, I was like, yeah, you can have pets, just no cats. I don't want any cats. And so, like, bird, I guess, was not out of the question. Like, I probably would rather have him have a leopard or something. But
something more reasonable.
Yeah, he's getting a bird, so.
I don't understand why people want birds.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Or even, Casey, would you ever want a bird? I don't
know
what you do
with
it.
What would be your go-to pet?
Do you
play
with
any pets, Casey?
Dogs and cats.
Dogs and cats.
Mm-hmm. But monkeys.
That's a unique pet.
Like, almost like a, but you treat it like a human friend.
Let me ask, did you hear about the lady who got her face torn off by a chimpanzee,
Holy
though?
Holy smokes. I had nightmares about that. Have you ever, like, this was probably, like 15 years ago.
Was it that long ago?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe not quite that long, but it was between 10 and 15 years ago. Right. Did you ever hear the phone call?
A chimpanzee called somebody?
No. No, the story, if we're talking about the same story.
The woman who was being attacked.
Right.
Whilst being attacked.
No, it was her friend. If I'm not mistaken, it was the chimpanzee's owner called the police while the chimpanzee was attacking her friend. And it was, like, you can hear, like, you can not only hear... Oh. Like, screaming in the background from the lady, but you can also hear, like, the chimpanzee, like, grunting and like, tearing her face off. I mean, you can't actually hear the sounds of her face being torn off, but you can hear, like, that gave me nightmares. I was probably, like, I bet you I was, like, 12 or 13 years old when this happened, and it is, like, a terrifying thing to hear, and I was surprised that they had it on YouTube.
They're scary.
Yeah. Yeah.
You kind of almost feel like, I mean, it's... Chimpanzees are sort of a lot like humans, so it almost feels like they're breaching
your
trust.
Like 10
it hurts
times,
a little
they're
more.
They're like 10 times as tough. Like you, I couldn't rip your face off if I tried.
Well, yeah, probably not. But a chimpanzee could.
Even the capuchin monkeys,
the smaller ones, those are actually very dangerous.
Maybe bigger. I don't know exactly, but it was.
I think. I don't know what the weight of a chimpanzee is. 300 seems big, doesn't it? That's like a black bear is 300 pounds.
I wish you have your laptop. Look up the picture of the chimpanzee.
I don't like the downtime that comes with Googling things.
Okay, well, I'll keep talking.
Can you sing me a little song while I Google this?
Okay. I can't believe how quickly we can roll off of a tangent. I was like, yeah, my roommate's getting a bird. Now we talk about chimpanzees ripping off people's faces. Yeah. It's like, no.
Well, Casey said he wanted a pet chimpanzee monkey, I guess.
To be honest, it's scary. I probably could go the rest of my life without listening to it again.
You wouldn't recommend it?
You should listen to it.
You should listen to it once. I mean, like, I don't know.
For those of you watching and listening to the podcast, check it out. Tell me.
Link in description.
Think. Link is not going to be in the description. I'm not going to do it. I'm sorry. Find yourself. Jesus, grow up. Wow. I have a weird feeling Luke's going to take longer than 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
He said 10 minutes, and I'm like,
like
he lives 11 minutes away.
He had one eye open that entire phone call. He was still in bed. You know what's funny is we talk about a chimpanzee ripping somebody's face off, and now a parrot doesn't seem so bad.
Yeah, that's a good point. I still don't get, I don't know, maybe I do get, I've had, you know, gold or betta fish. I've talked about them on the podcast in the
they're
past.
Kinda, yeah, but they're kind of, those are kind of whatever. I feel like a bird is,
it
like on the responsibility
more.
Chart,
yeah.
You have like pet rock, goldfish.
Right.
And then like parrot.
Maybe plant.
Dog,
plant after
plant,
rock.
Plant is, yeah,
rock,
okay.
Plant,
yeah,
goldfish.
Yep. And then like, you know, cat, dog, child.
Baby child. And then your grandmother.
You think grandmother's more work than the child?
I think it would be a lot.
I mean, at least
less,
like she's experienced.
It would be a lot more unpleasant.
That's
I would
true.
Rather
That's
change
true.
A baby's diaper than an 87-year-old woman named Gladys. I'm
That's,
pretty certain of that.
That's gonna be the title of this video.
So yeah, I think that's definitely the lineup of things.
Wow,
nice. People love pets, though. I don't know about a bird. It seems strange. It seems like it's gonna want to fly everywhere.
I don't know, but yeah, but everybody.
What if it
different?
Gets if it gets
know.
Outside? It's gone, right?
What? Yeah. It's. I mean, it's like a balloon.
Do you shoot it with a net, or what? How do you get it down? Seriously, I'll get the bird. I'll get the shotgun.
I have no idea. I've never had a bird run away.
Or maybe it mates with like. A crow or something like that.
Holy!
Can
you
crow-key?
Imagine it's like bright green and black? Like, and there's a bunch of those flying around.
Yeah. It just starts picking up cats around the neighborhood or something like that because it's all deranged because it's very unnatural. I was hanging out with a cat this morning. I was showing a house early this morning, and my clients were 15 minutes late, so I was sitting on the couch and hanging out with a cat. Cats are cool. I actually wouldn't mind having a cat. but for a few reasons, I don't want one. Number one, I'm allergic, probably the biggest reason.
Yeah.
Second, they love to pee inside, and I know there's so many people, or not so many, I don't have that many watchers, but a lot of people watching this right now who have cats as pets, they're like, well, that's maybe a lot of cats, but my cat goes in the litter box, like a good kitty. And I was like, okay, so it never, ever goes on the carpet? Yeah, and like, well, every once in a while, I'm like, yeah, weird, didn't see that coming. Yeah. That's why your house freaking smells like a litter box.
And the that is one of the worst smells, is just a house infested with cat urine. That is like... dog pee, I don't know. Like, I got a dog. And dog sometimes she pees. And it's like what? Like, you can clean it up actually. And it's gone. You clean it up and it's gone. Like, cat, like, everybody knows what cat pee smells like because you've smelled it before.
Yep.
So, I'm against, like, yeah, sure. Like, I would be like an uncle to a cat. I would never, like, adopt my own cat, but I would be like an uncle where I can, like, hang out with it and, like, give it back.
Okay.
I agree, cats are cool, but I don't want to own one.
Yeah, I just like them because it doesn't take a whole lot of responsibility on the part of the owner who has the cat. I don't know.
Fair. You can go on a week trip and it doesn't freaking eat the couch. You can leave for 2 weeks and
come back and it'll be stretching like, ugh, didn't even realize you were gone, you freaking loser.
Cats are arrogant.
They're arrogant. They're walking around like... Maybe I shit on the couch. Maybe I don't. Honestly, I don't think you're going to do anything about it.
Yeah. Oh, look, I threw up on your dresser.
get hair everywhere, too.
Yeah.
So maybe a hairless cat. That takes away two of the three things that I have issues with when it comes to cats. But those things are just so damn ugly.
What, cats?
The hairless cats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They look like, I don't know. It's like if somebody kept a nutsack as a pet or something like that.
I wouldn't brag about having a hairless cat.
I got a hairless cat.
And they're expensive, and like maybe that's like I paid $2,400 for a cat, but like I wouldn't like show pictures of my hairless cat to other people. Right. I don't know. I think
Egyptians had them though.
Well, and now they're all dead. Not
us. That's a good point. Cats are probably doing the same thing back in Egypt too, lounging all over the pyramids.
I'm gonna retract that.
Peeing on King Tut's robes. Fuck! Told you not to get a cat.
You should have got a bird.
I'm sorry, King Tut. Yeah, flies away.
I shouldn't. That was a politically incorrect statement. Not all Egyptians are dead.
I didn't even think about it. You said it. I'm like, yeah, well, duh.
ancient,
the country of Egypt. Yeah. For all of my Egyptian listeners, I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
And this was the last time.
Yeah, we all know you're better than the Caironians listening. So, no hate.
Yeah, the ancient Egyptians are no longer.
There he is.
We're modern.
Yeah. We're in it right now. For everybody who's watching / listening, Luke has entered the building.
Okay.
Casey, did we have a third microphone available?
Yeah, so just
Luke, did it break? We're doing the split. Because we got to have good lighting.
Yeah, is the light brighter than normal? Because both these guys are standing.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like it's a different light bulb or something.
Room is dark.
Yeah. All right. We're all set.
You have to move more this way.
For everybody listening, this is how Casey bosses around to make sure he gets that.
All right,
shot.
Well, our knees are touching.
So you two,
which way?
You guys all have to stretch an inch this way.
I'm sorry, you guys have to.
To the right?
Maybe one more.
Remember his.
Did you mean right or left?
His right
my
is different.
Right,
okay, yeah.
Well, one more inch.
I don't have any more inches.
Our legs are touching.
Well, it's your chair. Right. Did you take that picture of the left fridge?
No, I bought it for $1. I was on a website and I bought it for $1.
Okay. Well, Luke, you've missed a lot of things.
We're in.
Welcome to the podcast. We talked
about pets, how you shouldn't get a chimpanzee because it'll likely rip your face off.
It's happened one time over the course of
cats
like a
and
century.
Egyptians, and it's been good. But overall, we're here to discuss the 3 days of sobriety.
Yeah,
you're kind of.
So you guys got right into it.
Well, we haven't started that.
We're gonna wait
for you.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying you guys got into it with the drinks. Right?
What do you mean? It's been It's been 2.5 months.
Yeah, we're doing.
Well,
you know,
plenty of they cocktails. Jumped right. They jumped right into it.
We're doing the recap a little bit late, but
okay.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody listening / watching is going to have an issue.
Nobody
with
was on board waiting for the exact 30 days for the recap podcast?
Yeah. Nobody's mad about it.
It's tough. The scheduling was difficult. You know, we ended around Thanksgiving, and then feels like Christmas just lands on your lap after that. And
what was great is, so the end of the dry 30, I had 30 days, and then it was my 26th birthday the following day.
Right.
So my quick little thing about that, the hangover that day was one hell of a hangover.
What do you think? It was worse, you think?
I would bet it was worse. I would say so. I definitely stayed in bed until like 10 o'clock. Which, I don't know, maybe that's not how everybody reacts to taking the break, but I would say it was worse.
What do you think, Luke? Your first time getting drunk again after the 30 days? Was the hangover worse?
I don't know that I've been drunk, so I don't really know. I've had...
Since the dry 30?
Yeah. I've drank a few times. I didn't even get drunk
on New Year's?
No. Yeah.
Luke's hardly awake. Luke woke up from a nap
just woke up
14
minutes
ago.
Honestly, we're excited to see you, though, because I was not going to come.
I made it. No, I think New Year's I probably had 3-4 drinks, and then there was another night at a friend in town here. I went out. I think I had like 5 drinks that night. We were on the way to get into it, but then his wife showed up, and then the night was over. And I was like, "Well, I guess I'm not getting drunk tonight." So I'm trying to think. I don't think I've been.
That's crazy.
I definitely haven't been to a point where I would like wake up hungover, but I've drank enough where I've gotten like tipsy, where I've been like I shouldn't drive. I'm probably legally drunk. And those mornings, I don't necessarily know that I had a really bad hangover. I think I've went to bed early enough, and I, you know, like even New Year's, I was in bed not long after midnight, and so it was like I probably got enough sleep where if there was any effects of a hangover the next morning, I felt fine.
Yeah,
I lost you pretty quickly on New Year's.
Yeah, right away as soon as we got to the OP.
Yeah, we got to the OP, and Luke and I got drinks, and then I turned around and I couldn't find him.
Luke
couldn't
find out
if my life depended on it. And then Jordan Nicaro came up to me and he's like, "Hey, Gage, we're going to the Grandma Sports Garden.
I knew that's where you went." See, I haven't talked to him since
since
we got those beers at the
OP.
You
called me and I was on the dance floor at Grandma's. I was like, "Oh, sorry, Luke."
I knew that was going to happen. So I'll tell you my side. I went to the guy that was DJing there. You couldn't really see because of the lights. The way he had his lights set up, he was like behind him. And I kept being like, "Is that Keith up there?" I couldn't see it. So we were on the dance floor, and I go walk around the back. "Keith, what's up? Happy New Year. How's it going?" Talking to him for like 5 or 10 minutes, and I see Gage down there talking to DeCaro, and then they go scurrying off.
You were watching me the whole time?
No, not the whole time, but at one point I did. I saw you guys talking to each other back and forth, and then you guys were both like nodding, like this nodding look, like, yeah.
We're going.
Let's go to Grandma's. It was a look like that. Like you could see it from like 20 feet away. I could see this look, and I go, "Oh, there's Gage." I was wondering where he was at. And then I wanted to talk to Jordan. I hadn't seen Jordan in a while, and I see the two of them kind of doing this little, yeah, 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 oh yeah. And I'm like,
they're
I can tell what's happening, and I could just feel it. I felt like one of them, especially Jordan, was like, "Hey, let's go to Grandma's. Yeah, let's go get over there." And then the two of them kind of scurried off to the side of the dance floor and made a beeline. And you know all the OP is, right? So you can see like all the way down from the stage is all the way back. So I see him just walking. I go, "He must be leaving." And keep talking to the guy that's DJing. Da, da, da. And like 10 minutes later is the countdown. And then I was like, "There's no way Gage is still here, but I'll throw him a call." And that must have been the infamous call when you were on the dance floor already. But it wasn't long because I left there maybe at like 12:20. You know, I stayed right till after the ball drop. And I was up on the stage that whole time, but I knew right then. I was like, "I bet you he left." So I threw one call just to make sure. I didn't want to leave you there. Didn't no answer. Then I text, no answer, and I was like, "I bet you he's at
Did
Grandma's."
You text me? I don't even remember you texting me.
I'm pretty sure there was a text that was sent out.
I'm surprised
out, like,
I didn't
hey,
text back.
Looks like you left, but bye. Happy New Year. It's good to see you.
So,
enjoy Grandma's.
It's funny. From Gage's perspective, like, you guys get a drink. Luke disappears, and then he doesn't see Luke up until, like, 10 minutes ago, and, like, Luke doesn't answer his text messages. Like, Luke could have been missing for week and a half. And Gage's just like, "Well, he's probably just sleeping."
Well, he's probably, who knows?
When's the last time you saw Luke?
Yeah. Well, actually,
sure
when we started scheduling this, he sent out the message, like,
"Oh, that's
hey,
right.
Should we do Thursday?" Yeah. Yeah, I was like, okay. And it's funny, like, how many times you have those conversations in life. I get a kick out of them. you don't really end conversations with texting and even like right, Facebook or Snapchat. It's always like an open. You very rarely with people do you ever discontinue a conversation. Whoa. I think about that. There's like how many people
I've never thought about
how many
that.
People do you end a conversation with? When you're in real life, you always end conversation.
It's like, hey, bye.
When I leave here, I'll say bye to everybody.
Bye.
I'll say bye to everybody, not necessarily wave, but you end it. You know, I'll say, hey, see you later, Alex.
Do you ever say bye over text, though, even?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You never do.
People used to.
You used to, yeah.
Remember, like, hey, gotta go, like GTG.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was the thing. Or see you tomorrow, or even like that, like, because we work together. So there's a lot of times where, like, if it'd be back in the day, I'd say things like, hey, good podcast tonight. See you tomorrow, Gage. Or hey, see you.
If you said that to me today, I'd be like,
see you at Friday.
You'd
be like, what's going on? Yeah. Now it's just middle of the conversation. It doesn't matter what you're saying either. You could be like, oh yeah, you know, my grandpa's in the hospital. Yeah, I got a broken leg. Yeah, my wife broke up with me. Blah blah. And then you might go on to like, you know, ordering your dinner or watching something on TV and just set your phone down. And you're like, wait a minute, this guy was talking to me about his wife leaving him. Hey, you know, like, you never know.
She's still leaving?
There's no end to any conversation.
That's
wild.
I've never thought about that. I've had conversations that have been going for probably the last couple of years.
Yeah.
You've never closed out. You've never.
I'm going to go through and close all my conversations.
What are you going
to
text
about? All loose ends.
I never said bye in this conversation. Goodbye.
Like, you're going to go through all your Facebook messages ever, like 2011.
Old snaps. Bye.
Like the girl that Gage messaged in like 2011. He's like, hey, do you want to hang out sometime? She never replied. She's going to go back and say bye.
Bye.
I did that one. I did that
Gotta close these loops.
I did that like a few years ago. I went back to like junior high and messaged on my Facebook Messenger. And I looked at like messages where I didn't reply and I would reply. They'd be like, so what'd you do today? And then 8 years go by. I messaged her back, like, oh, you know, just a regular day. And then the girl messaged back. She's like, Gage, it's been almost a decade.
You gotta do that. Go back to all the people that you've ghosted.
That
hey, not so much. How funny. Hey, not much. How about you?
Yeah.
This is from 2010, Gage. What
the
heck?
Exactly. I've had three kids since I sent that message.
Not much. How about you? Yeah. Well, kids, two marriages.
and the other like not necessarily like closing, but like if you wanted to take a break, is that you would like BRB,
right?
Like, be right back.
Oh,
but, like,
yeah.
You would like text people that, and like right now, like your phone never leaves your side. But like back in the day, you would be like, hey, I gotta go watch my grandmother's goat.
BRB.
Yeah, like what? Like what do you mean you don't take your phone with you?
That's honestly crazy. I've literally never thought about that.
Do you remember when people used to say that in real life?
Now we is it
oh, yeah. BRB?
Well, like it was like when it was new.
I say RN in real life occasionally. For right now.
Yeah, or like sometimes I'll say LOL out loud.
Yeah.
Like if somebody says something that's like not that funny, I'll be like, ha, LOL.
Yeah. I don't know. Somebody says something not funny, I don't even look at them. I don't laugh. I'm done. 2020 is the year of me. I'm done giving out charity laughs. You say something not funny. You want me to laugh? Say something funnier. I don't know what you want from me.
How have Tuesday mornings been for you?
Recently?
Yeah, any laughs at that charity stripe?
Are you talking about the sales meetings that we have?
Yeah.
No, I'm not giving him anything.
Oh, am I not? I can talk louder too. Yeah, you freaking mic.
I lean in from mic to mic when I talk.
Yeah, I like it.
I'll figure it out.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good way to go.
I feel like if you talk loud enough right in the center, like something will catch you.
Yeah. No, I'm done. Charity laughs, I'm done. You say something, you want me to laugh? I don't know.
Yeah, that's
say something funny.
Yeah, no.
Say something funny.
That's a good idea. I feel like I do give out a lot of shit. Like sometimes I'll do it like if it's awkward and nobody else is gonna laugh, I'll do it just to make the person not feel so bad. But you're right. Why am I doing that?
I love it. I love awkwardness. I don't know why. I wanna fill a pool full up of awkwardness and just jump in and do laughs.
I feel like it depends on like if it's like somebody that I'm good friends with. Yeah, F them. You know what? I'm not gonna laugh.
But I like it with anybody.
I don't know that person that well, I'm probably gonna like I'll give them a charity laugh.
Nah.
No. Okay.
No.
All right. Well,
they can go fly.
You guys,
okay.
You gotta want to do a dry 30 on the charity laugh.
Just let's stare at him.
Do you think you can make it 30 days without laughing?
No, it's impossible.
No way. I agree.
Casey, you think you could do that?
No.
No, nobody can do that. It's impossible.
I watch too many memes.
Are you a meme guy? I think I've grown. Oh. I don't get that excited. I don't think I watch that many memes.
Or like
not
yeah,
watch
like
them,
look
but
at
look
them.
At them.
I don't. Right. To be honest, I don't think they're that funny. And this is probably an unpopular opinion, but I hate them.
Wrong memes, then.
Dude, no, I don't like them.
I think that memes are.
I feel like it's
those
poor,
are so
it's a poor,
2014.
It's a poor form of humor. What? I feel like they're not witty.
Maybe Casey's too young. He just doesn't understand.
Casey, how old are you? How old are you?
The 21? Gen Zers nowadays, they don't get it. They still think memes are funny. Yeah, now he's triggered.
Hey, boomer.
Yeah, oh, shit. No, I'm a boomer.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
All right. 30 days.
Wow, we're never going to talk about the 30 days.
30 days sobriety. Here. I wonder how long we've been going. Only like 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
What 30 days I'll, sober.
No,
wait,
you should.
Are you also going to talk about your businesses that you started?
Yeah, we'll get there.
Yeah, I think we'll talk about
Don't worry, I won't let these guys forget.
We'll talk about all aspects of it, I think.
So I want we'll let Gage start. Gage, what are your thoughts? What did you realize? How did you feel during the 30 days?
Hey, are you listening even?
No.
Luke, why don't you go back and finish your nap?
Yeah, he wakes up
2 hour
wakes
nap.
Up from his nap and now he can't
there.
Get him off Tinder.
Yeah, it's crazy. You got to keep up.
He's playing Candy Crush down there.
You got to keep up on it, you know. The new matches come in.
I thought he was just showing off his new hat.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, what is it?
Yeah, Bald Man Brewing.
Where is that?
Edina, Eden Prairie.
Oh, nice.
Egan, sorry. It's close. New start with an E. Mm. Somewhere south of here.
Edmonton.
That's all right.
So what are your thoughts, Gage? What do you want to discuss about the 30 days?
Honestly, it was. I think it was actually much easier than I expected it to be. I think it's way easier to go 30 days without touching a drop of alcohol than it is to go 30 days without getting drunk. I think that it's way easier because when you're going sober, let's say you're at a party and people are like, "Oh, Gage, why aren't you drinking a beer?" And I'm like, I'm not drinking right now. I know that, and they like give you respect for it. They're like, "Oh, wow, good for you, good job."
So you're saying like it is.
You say it's easier to just not drink at all than it is to try drink a little bit.
Yep.
Because that means he's an alcoholic and he can't just have one beer. I disagree with that at all. I know people, I mean, that's what most alcoholics will say is like, you know, if they're, no, like you'd say, okay, I can't ever just have one or two. I'm going to always, you know, go over that edge or go over that line, right? That's like the difference. And if you're like, it's easier for me just to flat out not drink at all than it is for me to go somewhere and have one or two beers, then that might be considered a drinking problem.
No.
That's what I would think. If you were like, hey, I can go out and I can never just have one or two. As soon as I have one or two, you know, it's really hard for me to stop going over that waterfall and having 15 drinks and getting drunk. That is textbook the definition of somebody with a drinking problem. Maybe not an alcoholic because they don't have to drink every day. But if you're somebody,
has this podcast turned into an intervention?
Yeah, right. Here's an intervention for you. But no, it's like there's a difference. Like if you're somebody that's like, hey, I drink every day. Well, that's an alcoholic. If you're somebody that's like, I can't just have one or two. Every time I drink, I end up getting drunk or I end up, you know, going over that edge and having too many. That is what I would consider a drinking problem.
I guess the difference for myself is I took myself out of the situations where I would normally like go out and like drink a lot. Like I just removed myself entirely from those situations, which normally like if it like I would be like, okay, we'll go out and have some drinks, and if it happens we go out a little farther, it happens. But I was like. That was one of the things that was like astounding to me is like how many times
astounding.
I haven't
heard that word in a long time. I'm astounded by your vocabulary, son.
Thesaurus over there. He's trying to be all smart.
Yeah, he's on his thesaurus. Other words for great.
That's the case. How's it going?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's what I did for 30 days. Is I just read the thesaurus.
I've done a lot of practice.
I just have never.
But, like, how many times I had to, like, friends would be like, hey, you want to go out and grab a beer? And, like, how many people I had to say, like, no, man, I'm good. And, like, like I said, I just removed myself entirely from those situations, you know, because I didn't want to be pressured. I didn't want to be, like, I didn't want to feel like, oh, yeah, I'm letting these people, like, not letting these people down, but, like, I didn't want to have to explain it to everybody. Like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this 30-day sober thing, and then if I lose, I got to donate to three different charities that...
The poo-has.
Revisit podcast number 15 to learn about the poo-has.
Panhandlers Association of America. Very politically strong group.
I don't know. So I don't know if it was like, you know, I couldn't handle the difference between like having a little bit to drink, and then like going off the wall, other than like I just like removed it entirely. Like I just took myself out of that scenario.
I'm just like, I feel like I'm a people pleaser. So like if I'm out with like a couple of guys and we're like, yeah, I know we're having a good time. Come on, Gage, have another drink. And I'm like, all right. And then let's go to grandma's. Once I have three drinks, I mean, it's up to chance whether or not I get drunk at that point.
Yeah, we've talked about this.
That's because like, my willpower goes, I mean, it's down the toilet.
Yeah, but that's because you're already like, the problem is if you say that, like once you're already at three drinks, you're already drunk, so you're like you're already like getting tipsy to the point where it's not like a fair assumption. That's like people that like make the decision. Like if you like somebody that's like, I'm gonna make the decision on whether I should drive home after I have three drinks or four drinks, whatever that kind of soft number is for you. It's a terrible idea because what you're saying really is like, I'm gonna make this decision once I've already, what would be the word, hindered my decision-making skills. So, like, when people that say that, like, once I hinder them or whatever, defeat them.
No, hinder.
Yeah, good. Whatever, that's the thesaurus. What's the word
exactly.
For it? Hinder work in that situation?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hinder them. So that'd be, like, the same as what you're saying. Like, I always feel like once I get to three drinks, you know, it's all, I'm a people pleaser. Well, it's like, no, once you get to three drinks, that's when your decision-making, I don't know, a consciousness in your brain just takes a nap, starts to be like, okay, I know where this is going. We're taking the night off. And then you hit that. For you, it might be at that second drink or halfway through that third drink. It's just like, all right, kick the shoes off. We're taking the night off from thinking. So then you say, okay, well, should I really drink tonight? And you're asking your brain that, but your decision-making part of your brain is already – got his shoes off, sitting in front of the fireplace saying,
oh, yeah.
Gage, do whatever you want to do tonight.
He checks out until tomorrow.
Right. Yeah. So it's really not a fair question when people say, oh, as soon as people start saying, once I get a few drinks, and then they say these things like, oh, I start dancing, or, oh, then I make bad decisions, or, oh, then I get behind the wheel. It's like, well, of course you do, because after that, as soon as you say that, once I made these three drinks, anything you're going to say after that is not really a valid decision because you're making it under the influence. So it's like, well, yeah, of course.
So okay, maybe this is where the problem is that we, like, Gage and I have actually talked about this before, like, the, you know, there's a limit, like, whether it's three drinks or whether it's two drinks or four drinks or whatever.
Depends on what you're drinking.
We've talked it, like, hey, if I get past the third drink, like, it's like game on. We're like,
oh, yeah.
We're like pedal to the metal.
All of a sudden, all you can taste in your mouth is thunder. That's all you can taste.
Is that the problem that we know exactly where it is? Like, Luke, do you have a number? Is it like, if you have four drinks, like, are you like, all right, we're
all the way in.
Can you taste the thunder after four drinks?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't necessarily know that I have a number. I used to think that I did, but I really don't, just because
if you have five drinks, then you're like, all right, you know what? It's time to go home. I'm gonna go home.
Right. So, like, since doing this 30-day thing, that was when I realized that the number maybe wasn't as low as I thought it was, because there's been so many times like New Year's where I've had four, maybe five drinks, and then it was like 12:30, 1 o'clock, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go home, mm-hmm. right? And that just happened a couple weekends ago. Same thing, right? I think I had four drinks that night, so I don't know that there's necessarily a number.
Are you talking about New Year's? Is that your example here?
Other examples, just pretty much any time that I've drank since the dry 30 days.
Okay.
I've no matter how many drinks I've had, I've always decided that going home and going to sleep or not drinking the rest of the night was going to be a better decision. I don't know why. So I don't know, like before I used to always think that number was similar to what most people say, like two or three, where I'd be like, oh boy, all right, I'm getting into one tonight. But I don't know, lately it hasn't crept in there where I've had those couple and I'm like, all right, balls to the wall. I guess I'm not tasting the thunder.
So it's,
it's an acquired taste.
What you're saying is that it used to happen. You used to have that.
Yeah, I mean,
now, do you think it's a product of age?
No, I don't think it's. I don't know if maybe that could be one too. That it's age and maybe just the less lure of wanting to go out. Maybe, but I think I also think that some of it might just be mental, where you just think that, like, how many times I've had two drinks and maybe they haven't really been affecting my body physically, mm-hmm. but mentally I'm like, well, I've already had two of them.
Might as well. All
right, hey, get another one over here. And then I have my third one, and, you know, the music starts getting louder in the restaurant, and then they usually dim the lights about that point. They're taking away your leftover food, and all that's sitting there is drinks, and you're like, all right, another one, let's get a fourth. So it might just be mental. It might be a product of just being like, well, I've already had three, might as well have four. I'm in one tonight. Where now I look at that situation, and I'm like, oh, do I really want to go out? My bed seems better, and then I go home. I don't know. I think a lot of this stuff, especially when you start talking about that, like the peak, or not the peak, but that spot where your body's like, okay, there's no, I'm on the road to no return. I want to keep going out and keep drinking. I think those type of things, it's a very bumpy road. I think those type of things have a lot of science behind them. Mm-hmm. And that science that's way over my head that I don't know, that I don't understand. But I think that, there's kind of a scientific edge behind it that is out of my understanding.
So that's actually funny that you say that. Like I read something a while back by, what's it, Jordan?
Dr. Seuss.
No way, those are over my head.
Jordan Peterson,
where he was talking about how people who are more prone to alcoholism, they feel on the ascending path of like drinking alcohol. So like as your blood alcohol level is going up, where alcohol is usually a depressant, people that are more prone to it actually feel it as like a stimulant. Like they're more, they feel like more awake. They feel more alert.
Lit. The kids call that lit.
Lit. As their blood alcohol level is going up. Lit. So this is where like alcoholism stems from, is because you're always like chasing that feeling of like the blood alcohol level going up. And obviously everybody knows, most people know, there's a certain point where like, okay, this is all you can handle. And you're going to start throwing up and you're going to start freaking talking like a monkey.
Not lit.
That's interesting. I don't know. I think I must be one of the people that whatever, maybe, what did you say, the alcoholics catch the
well, and it's he said
it, the it, energy, because that's how it is. I always do get that, where I'm the type of person where like I'm not a smoker, but like I can, you know, start drinking and I start wanting to smoke, start wanting to dance, want to move, want to, like I can get really happy drunk. I've never seen alcohol for me as a depressant. I've never been one that likes to drink alone. I only like to drink if it's around a group of people and it's a party. And I like to drink if there's, you know, if there's music around. I like to drink if there's girls around, obviously. But I've never seen alcohol as something ladies. But I know people that can get drunk by themselves, or like guys that can be like, oh, I went over to my buddy's house and we got drunk in his garage. And I'm always like how is that fun? Like, yeah. I've never understood the idea of like getting drunk without there being like a party and music and being able to be like, hey, let's crank it up, let's get lit.
And that's what he says, is like, you know, it's as you're going up, you start to feel better.
And you keep trying to chase that, right?
Yeah, and you're going after that like ascent, like the ascending feeling. Right. And as you start to like come, so even if you have, let's say your ascending limit is three and you have five drinks, if you stop there and you start going down, like that's at the point where like if you're like, okay, I'm done drinking for the night, it starts to go down and you start to feel like not as social, not as like energized. It starts to like, you're like, okay, well, I'm
you're
over
trying
this.
To bounce out. I've been
right,
there.
Right, and that. That could be, and I don't think it was, I mean, he said it was a dangerous, it was genetic, it was a dangerous gene to have. It didn't necessarily lead to alcoholism, but it was a good, like, indicator of like, people who could potentially be alcoholics, because, once again, it's a very addictive thing to chase that, you know, that good, that high, that feeling of, like, you know, the ascending blood alcohol level.
Right.
I feel like we haven't talked about being sober for a freaking minute here.
It was good. I do think it's easier to go totally sober than it is to drink, like to not get drunk. Luke says I'm an alcoholic. Jordan Peterson says I'm an alcoholic, so better take it easy, maybe. But I felt so good. Like, I felt so good 10 days in. 10 days in, it felt like like the movie Limitless with Bradley Cooper, where he's like, I feel like my brain was like, I felt like a human being should feel, I think. I am not kidding. I literally think I was seeing colors more vibrantly than I usually do. I was like...
Yeah, see, that's when... This is more of the conversation where I think you might have a drinking problem. Because like, we went to 30 days, and like I was like I said, before this, I mean, I'm a lot older than you are, so before this, it wasn't like I was drinking all the time, where I was like, okay, yeah, I can go 30 days without drinking. And I told, like, aside from the few times
maybe it's
being...
not that abnormal for
no,
you.
No, a few times from being out at dinner with people where you know, we were drinking, or we had a work event, I remember right away, like, the first weekend of it, and I was like, oh, this kind of sucks, like... You know, your work event, everybody's drinking, and I can't drink. And then, obviously, a couple dinners, everybody's like, oh, I'm getting a beer. And I'm like, oh, I'm doing a dry 30 with some guys from work. I'll just have a water. Like, those were the only hard times. There was never a time where I was like, oh, I really need a drink or I really want a drink. And there was never a time where I was like, you know, hey, I'm going to hey, I feel really different because I haven't been drunk for 10 days.
Yeah.
And then hearing some of these stories from Gage, I was like, you know, maybe this whole thing of like, hey, guys, let's do a dry 30 was like a cry for help.
Oh, maybe
this was like a bigger thing to him where he comes into work after going, you know, 7 days without drinking. And he's like, oh, my gosh, I never knew how, you know, how red the sign was outside of the building. And did you see the sun this morning? And oh, my gosh, boy, it's really nice to, you know, not throw up, throw up in the morning before I brush my teeth, and boy, this is great. I can, you know, really good to be able to drive to work and not have to take a cab to work because I'm still drunk from the night before.
This is my first day on the way to work. I didn't think about driving in an oncoming traffic.
Yeah, you know, all these things. I was really kind of.
I don't know where I am when I wake up.
I at the beginning, I thought it might have been just the age difference between us, but as time went on, I said, you know, I think that whole Luke, you want to do a dry 30 with me was more of a cry for help.
That's
so I'm really happy that I was here to be able to help you, Gage, but. No, I mean, I didn't, just because I'm at that point where I don't drink so much, I didn't feel anything really different. It was just like, you know, I don't think that if you go a month where, like, let's say in the last month from, like, December, all of the month of December, I probably had, you know, 4, maybe 5 drinks the entire time. I don't think cutting that out is something that's going to make a huge difference.
Okay.
I think maybe if you're drinking like 40 or 50 drinks throughout a month and you take
those
out.
December was a holiday
you
month.
Might,
Everybody
you,
did a lot
you
of
might,
drinking.
You might start
don't make me feel like I'm
out.
Alone.
So my 30 days is, experience is a lot less, you know.
It was
yeah, mild. It's a lot boring, a lot more boring than what Gage's was. You know, I wasn't having all these epiphanies and life changes.
Oh, I was like an epiphany tree, and the epiphanies were leaving.
People tell you look good. Did you hear that? You look good. What have you been doing? Your face is cleared
out. I don't know that I got
out.
Any of that.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think I got any
of that.
Did
you lose any weight?
No, I think the first, after that first 10 days, I actually gained 8 pounds.
you're not throwing up every night?
I literally gained
You're not hugging a toilet anymore?
I gained 8 pounds in the first 10 days, and then I lost like 12 or something like that in the remaining 30.
I would say there was probably definitely like, I don't know, I might have, maybe I had a little bit more energy. I know that for a fact there were times where I would normally like, I like to exercise, and like there were days where I was like, well, I'm not going to go out tonight.
So right.
I'll go back to the
I
gym.
I didn't miss a day at the gym.
Yeah,
I will say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
How much were you drinking before? Say like the month before.
Like what? Like what?
Not like normally, just the month before, like in
whatever,
like
October.
Like about how many times? Yeah, drinks or whatever you want to use for a line. How many times did you go out?
I would probably have at least one drink, 3 to 4 days a week, at least like one beer, and then I would probably like drink heavily like one day a week.
Okay.
Where
right.
I would like go out and like.
So right, so this whole so then that sober month was still it's a pretty big cutoff though from going
oh, yeah,
not going out right.
Yeah, but the like the difference was is like I said there was a lot of people that where I would like they would say hey you want to go get a beer like hey we're going to
right
you know we're gonna go down to the bar you want to come hang out and like I said I would just remove myself from that situation so instead probably like a healthy decision like. If it was 7 o'clock at night and my friends were going to go to the bar and I said, no, I'm not going to go, I would like go work out or I would go like
okay.
read or I would like make probably a better decision, but it wasn't as social.
Right.
Like it was probably like I would go to the gym by myself or I would like,
right.
I spent more time, I definitely spent more time at home than I normally would because like I said, I just didn't want to, like I was just like, I'm not going to subject myself to that situation.
What's like the really interesting thing with alcohol and drinking in general is it's such a social thing that you wonder without like the social aspect of it. I mean, when you drink when you're out with friends or weddings or birthdays or celebrations or, you know, it's such a social thing that it's kind of like the social norm. And right. I think it's funny because I you know, not on an anti-alcohol rant, but I see alcohol as dangerous of a drug as most of the drugs out there that we're taught are really dangerous. I think that what makes it so dangerous is that it's so widely accepted and it's such a social thing that it's like it's the only drug where when you go to a wedding, everybody at the wedding throughout the entire day is going to be talking about how much of this drug they're going to have. Yep. Hey, at the reception tonight, we're going to get drunk. And use the example that you were an alien. If you came down, there's no other drug in the world. You could go to a wedding and people would be talking about it. Like, oh, hey, afterwards, you know, everybody's going to be hitting their meth down after the reception. Can you wait? People be like, what did I get myself into? Like, oh my gosh. And then you laugh about it when people, oh, this person was so messed up on that drug. They were falling into tables. There's not another drug in this world that you laugh when somebody falls over or pees their pants or does anything except alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
It's just this, it's this drug that we've made where because of the social aspect that you're talking about, where you say, hey, you know, you want to go watch a game, come on down to the bar, we'll sit there. And because we've made it, we've intertwined it with the social aspect of like hanging out, celebrations, alcohol, you put it together, that opened the doors that anything is funny about it. Like, oh, you know what? My uncle gave me a sip of beer when I was 10 and everybody thinks it's funny. Or he said, oh, you know, wedding receptions, you give it to the minors.
Yeah.
It's funny. If it was any other drug, that would not be funny at all. You'd be like, oh my gosh, you got to call the cops on this guy's uncle. He just smoked up a 10-year-old out behind.
Don't tell your parents I gave you a little bit of cocaine tonight.
He just did a line in the bathroom with my nephew who's, you know, 12 years old. That's not funny at all. That's terrible. But if somebody gave him a beer, people would be like, ah, Uncle Jim, you know, it's kind of funny. So
Uncle Jim.
It's really weird to me with these.
Yeah.
It's really weird, you know, those type of things with when people say like, oh, it's a social thing of like going out and drinking, where it's like it's only a social thing because society has made it like this wild, hey, this drug is okay to do and it's actually – you know, we laugh about it. It's kind of funny watching grown men pee their pants or cry or not be able to talk about their emotions, get in fights or fall downstairs. I love you, man. Like we just find it comical because we've normalized it and made it a part of a social fabric where there's no other drug. Like, and there's no other drug I look at where I'm like, oh, I need that because to be social. Like I've just trained my body, my mind, I've trained that where like, if I go out for New Year's, I wasn't going to go out for New Year's and just be sober because that's, you know, being
that's
social.
That's the little babies
do. That's the little babies do. You have to do it. But at the same time, I would never, for any other drug, I would never think like, oh, I can't go do that podcast unless I smoke up or unless I rip a line or unless I, there's no other drug in the world. Even like coffee. I wouldn't be like, oh, I got to have my coffee before I go do that podcast. But like, you could say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to do this podcast. I got to have a couple beers before I do it.
Yeah.
It's a drug that because it's, we've made it, the social aspect of it has normalized it that you can do it before or after or during just about anything. And you can actually say things like, I need to do it. Like, oh, I can't go out and dance unless I get drunk. Like, I can't go out and party with my friends unless I get drunk. We've made it where you can, it's normal to say, like, I can't do this unless I have that drug. People go, oh, okay, yeah, sure, here, have another, here, have one.
And that's the thing is it was weird to people when I would explain, like, hey, look, you know, I'm not drinking for 30 days. And they're like, what?
I got a lot of people that were like, oh, I'm doing that, or oh, I did that, or I'm going to do that next month.
Exactly.
I got a lot of that.
5 years ago, I'm still... Good for you.
Like you said, it's so normalized compared to everything else. Like nobody's like, oh yeah, did you see that freaking Grandpa Kevin gave Timmy like two cigarettes at the wedding? Like nobody. It's so normal.
We think it's funny when somebody drinks too much alcohol and start puking all over themselves or whatever. It's like, oh, funny, he almost died. Oh, cool. He did so much of something that his body literally pushed it out of it. How great is that? Or, I mean, if you smoke too much weed, you just go to bed. Like, that's pretty much, that's
all.
Yeah,
pretty much it. Well, it's crazy. I think that's a big part of it. If you get by the social aspect of thinking that you have to drink when you're with your friends makes, like, the non-drinking part of it a little bit challenging where you're like, oh, I just won't go out. I'll just go to the gym instead of going out because I know I'm gonna have.
But then you have no friends.
Then you have no friends because it's
a decision. I guess
you're right. It's such a social aspect.
Where are your priorities at? I don't know. Like, do you want to be in better shape, or do you want to go hang out? Like, I don't know. I like to hang out with people.
For me, like if I was still going out even once a week, if it would have been when I was your age, I was probably going out at least twice a week. You know, yeah. I've always been single, never had any children, don't have a job. I have to go too early in the morning, so going out is something that I've always done, and that's I've always told people that I was way more of a partier than I was a drinker. I've never one that's like, oh, alcohol, I really like it. Or like I said, I don't drink alone. I don't drink when I'm happy or when I'm sad. I drink when I want to go socialize. So for me, it was like, hey, I want to go out and party. And then it was like, oh, of course I'm going to drink because that's a part of partying. Mm-hmm. But the main goal for me that drove me to go out on a Friday, Saturday, or even a Monday, Tuesday, or anytime during the week, what always drove me was like wanting to go out and meet chicks and hang out with my friends. That was always what drove the drinking. So now that I'm not like, hey, I want to go hang out with my friends at a bar, the cutting out drinking is easy. Like, if somebody told me right now you can't drink for 6 months, I don't think I'd have a problem with it. I think I'd be like, well, I'd want to drink in those 6 months. But I don't think just because my social life has changed, and because of my social life changing, it changed my drinking life, where it was a little different, where it wasn't my drinking life that was leading my social life. It was the social life that just was like, hey, I'm going to go out to the bar on Saturday. I'll probably drink. But you take away the bar, and it's pretty easy not to drink. So that might be the little bit difference between our experiences and this, is that I'm not doing a lot of social drinking.
You know, they call it like a social lubricant. Like it does become easier to talk to people.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So when you're, when you're 21, 22, 23, and you're freaking an awkward monkey, not a chimpanzee.
Jesus, a monkey. Thank God.
When you're an awkward freaking monkey,
thank God.
Like going out and like making friends and like talking to people, you have a couple beers and it's easier to like go up. So that, I feel like that just becomes ingrained in people's
It does,
mind,
but I think the big thing you said is that it's ingrained in your mind, right? So I think that's a really big thing for people to think about.
It becomes ingrained in society.
But I think that's a really big thing to think about is when you say like, okay, the ingrained in my mind thing. That's a really, really interesting point where
people don't make me look bad.
No, I'm not going to make you look bad, but people say that a lot. like the social lubricant, you hear that from a lot of young people. Like, okay, I can't go out to the bar and I can't go out and drink.
Gives guys confidence.
But here's the thing,
hey, what's
though.
What's up, little mama?
If you got over the confidence
factor. I've
had
about 4 or 5 G&Ts.
The only thing that it really does is that it doesn't give you confidence. It lowers down your ego that's like, hey, don't go talk to those girls, Alex, because you're not cute enough. You're gonna look dumb.
Down.
Yeah. That's your ego that's talking to you. Luckily,
it's inhibitions.
Luckily, when you're on alcohol, like we talked about before, your inhibitions, the shoes are up, taking the night off. Yeah, say, hey, Alex, you do what you want to do. We're 2 beers in. You go out and do it. Doesn't make you better at talking to girls or more social. It doesn't do anything. It doesn't even give you the feeling. It just makes you less chicken shit, is essentially what it is.
Not a scientific term, Luke.
No, right. So it makes it lowers your inhibitions. It's not giving you more confidence. Like more confidence to do something is different than not having the bone in your brain that's like, hey, if you jump up on this table might break and you might fall down in front of everybody at this bar. So confidence in like not having inhibitions are two different things.
You just don't care if you fall on your face.
You just don't care. Just same with that. Like if you see a girl across the bar, confidence is a guy that says that has confidence all the time. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm a good looking guy. I'm gonna go, take down these 2 girls. And the guy goes and does it, he's got confidence. The guy that's sitting here is drunk and like, oh, watch this. I'm gonna walk over there. Hey ladies, how are you doing? That guy doesn't have confidence. He just doesn't have the inhibition in his brain that's like, dude, Luke, what are you doing? It's not the illusion of it.
It might be the illusion. I think I agree with that.
Both guys say I want to go talk to the girl.
But he does.
The one guy that might be completely sober, that doesn't have a drug in his body, that has confidence and says, you know what? I'm scared to go talk to those 2 girls up at the table, but I'm gonna go do it anyway. That's confidence. The guy that's like, hey, I wanna go talk to those girls, but I'm probably gonna embarrass myself, but stumbles up there and goes and does it anyway, doesn't have confidence. He just doesn't have those preconceived inhibitions because he drank them away.
I agree with you on the fact that the first guy doesn't have confidence because it's not him, but he does have the illusion of confidence. He does think that maybe he does think that he's good looking enough. Maybe he does think that like, oh man, that girl looked at me twice. I'm going to go hit on her now. Like, but it's like the best example I can think of from, like, I don't know, like, my nutrition background is, like, so everybody thinks caffeine gives you energy. Caffeine actually doesn't give you energy. Coffee doesn't give you energy. It inhibits adenosine, which is the, like, the hormone that makes you think that you're sleepy, so it gives you the illusion that you're not sleepy. It's, like, the same thing there.
Right.
That's why people drink coffee, because it, you know, adenosine is the hormone that makes you feel, like, groggy, like, as you wake up. It inhibits that. So it's a, I mean, you're not
had
necessarily
a lot of that, like half hour ago.
Well, yeah, because you were freaking sleeping for 3.5 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's not. It's
dreaming about the high, like, five with Gage Hartman's phone's ringing. It's him.
what's the difference in having confidence and having the illusion that you have confidence, or like just, you know, maybe I don't know. I feel like what's
because
the
there's
same.
You can just because two ways make you act the same doesn't mean that you have them. That'd be like the same of being like, what's the difference between having money in your bank account or having the illusion of bank account? They're having the illusion of money. They're very different things.
Like
just because one gives you the same feelings.
I agree with that.
I think that if you have let's go back to that situation in the bar, because I said it. Of course, let's go back to the situation in the bar. If you have one guy that has rock solid confidence, he has confidence. He's a confident guy.
Nice.
For multiple reasons, maybe because he's in shape, makes a lot of money. Maybe he's you know, a very, very just a confident guy,
he's
right?
Bilingual.
And then there's another guy.
Ladies
bilingual.
Love a guy that's
ladies
bilingual.
Love that. And there's another guy that's not at all confident, but because he gets shit faced, he has that illusion of confidence. You can't tell me that the two of them have, well, both of these guys have the same self esteem and the same confidence as either one of them because one of them has the illusion of it.
And I'm not saying it's a permanent thing, but like, okay, so let's
right.
Say
so as long as you say that they're not the same thing.
When
you say something has an illusion of something else, then those two things by definition can't be the same. One of them is just an illusion. One of them is actually the substance.
If you look at it from like let's look at it like from a math standpoint. So you're taking
mathematics.
Let's say you're taking two inputs, which is let's say you got confident guy. And you got non-confident or like guy
non-confident
have,
drunk guy.
Yeah, so non-confident drunk guy. You take like the inputs are the same. All you do is you add one part to this equation for the non-confident drunk guy, which is your alcohol. The output becomes the same. I don't know. I think that makes them. It makes them similar, but I agree.
Because if
that
was the case, then you would just, for anybody, anytime somebody needed confidence for anything, you'd be like, here, just get drunk or get high or rip a line of cocaine or do whatever. Like if you just
not
want
a
the
bad
illusion,
move.
if you just want the illusion of telling your inhibitions
drug,
to take a break for an
part.
Afternoon, if all you're doing is going after getting your inhibitions, if you're not going after like real confidence, real self-esteem, real dignity, real pride, all those things. All you want to do is shut up the thing in your brain that says you're not good enough or you can't do this. Then all you do is just whatever it take your drug of choice or whatever it is that's gonna quiet that voice in your head that's gonna be like, well, maybe we should take this a little bit slow. If that's your goal, then you're essentially just trying to get your brain in a altered state to the point that
I think that you're looking at confidence wrong, though. I think your idea of what confidence is off. Confidence is essentially the absence of fear. If you're not afraid, then you're confident. So what does alcohol do? It takes away fear, in which case you have confidence.
Yeah.
So that's because, like, let's say there's someone who on paper is not an attractive guy. Maybe he's got, you know, a lazy. Oh God, watch me not describe an unattractive guy. Everybody at home, picture a guy that you think is not hot. There, frick.
Take out the thing about the thing that Jake
that
said.
That dude, he can still confidently go approach women. That. Yep. And he's not confident because he necessarily has a reason to be confident. He's confident because he has no fear in approaching these women. I mean, he could be the ugliest man on the planet. You all at home, picture it yourself. I'm not going to describe it because then I'll be a jerk.
But
he can walk up and be like, hey, what's up, ladies? How you doing? They're going to be like, whoa, shit, this dude's confident.
Yeah, he doesn't have fear, but that it's still not because he took a certain drug or drank a certain.
No, but that's what I'm saying. There's no difference between like this ugly guy who has confidence, although he maybe shouldn't.
So then, okay, so for your example, so do you know? Okay, so for let's use this for example. We want to use alcohol. Let's use this. No, we want to use alcohol. So you want to use? You've heard of the term beer goggles, right? So when you use beer goggles and let's say you have girl A. And I'm not going to describe what she looks like Gage did. Let's just say
tell me about girl A.
And you've had 17 drinks, and you look at her, and you're like, oh, my God, this girl is the most beautiful girl ever. The next morning, you look at her and you're like, okay, she's not beautiful because you don't have those beer goggles on anymore. Can you make that same argument of, oh, well, she was beautiful because I saw her while I was hammered, and my preference of what I think beauty is.
That doesn't seem relevant to the conversation.
I'm saying that, like, the confidence thing of whether somebody's confident or not, if they're drunk, is irrelevant.
You know,
like,
God, boys, what does it even matter? Like, I guess, what are we trying to...
I don't know. Let's cut this off right here. For those of you at home watching, I feel like you freaking decipher
it
yourself.
It doesn't
matter. Bunch of ugly SOBs.
It doesn't matter if you're confident or if you're confident because you've had too many freaking shots of Fireball.
Yeah.
Those two things are the same. Yeah, they might not be the same in the morning, but it doesn't matter at the time. Point A to point B, like, it's the same freaking thing. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Anyways, so you guys started a business.
I didn't. Nope.
I did.
Yeah, let's talk about your garage sales.
Okay, it was not a garage sale. Well, it was. The name of it was...
So what if nobody remembers what the deal was?
Oh, okay. So for anyone who maybe didn't watch the other episode or doesn't remember... we each had, from starting in that 30 days, we had to start a business, and whoever's business was most profitable. But at the end of those 30 days, you essentially win the challenge or whatever. So my business was Perry's Online Garage Sale. Perry, P-E-R-R-Y.
Why
Perry?
Why Perry?
Because Perry sounds like a name that I can trust. And I think that other people might think that way too.
I definitely wouldn't trust Perry.
I knew Perry in high school.
Was he a bird? Because it also kind of sounds like the name of a bird.
Oh, I fucking hate birds.
Full circle.
No, actually, he got attacked by a bear.
Probably because he was too honest with him. He should have lied to the bear. He maybe wouldn't have gotten eaten.
And then he got hit by a train.
No, he didn't. Now I'm 100% convinced.
Dude,
Perry is a made-up
100%.
Person.
100%. I'll tell you the real name later. You can probably look at the news article.
Of the guy?
Yeah, it was first.
So it wasn't Perry?
No, it was. It was certainly Perry. I'm not kidding. I think he got attacked by a bear.
Wait, so he got hit by a train and then got attacked by a bear?
Dude, I has.
Or he got attacked by a bear and while fleeing the bear scene, he was hit by a train.
No, there were separate events.
By like years or just like a day?
I bet it's a year. It's probably like a year to the day. It was like.
He should stay inside on that day every year. He's gonna be walking outside and get hit by a. He's gonna get hit by a Boeing 747. grabbing the mail.
If this guy comes across this podcast, that's gonna be so wild.
Oh, he's not coming on because we're gonna be sitting here talking, and then he's gonna get hit by a meteorite. I want nothing to do with him. Anyway, Perry's.
Nice kid, though. Nice
oh,
kid,
I'm
though.
Sure. Yeah, he's gotta be. Otherwise, he'll get killed.
I wouldn't go to his garage sale though.
This is before I knew about your Perry, the guy that keeps getting hit by things. Perry's Online Garage Sale. This was a business where you go around and you pick up things that people maybe don't like, and you put it on Facebook and market it across Facebook, and you sell it for a profit.
How many things have you sold?
Casey's like gone all of a sudden. I don't know what to do. Casey, what do we do while you're gone? Oh, okay.
I can't handle this now, Casey.
I sold zero things.
Okay.
And I also picked up zero things. The amount of effort that I put into Perry's Online Garage Sale went to the extent of me creating a logo, which was a big, it was like day one, created a logo. Day two, created a Facebook page.
Five people liked the Facebook
day
page.
Day 30, did nothing.
Okay.
Literally nothing happened.
I think the moral of this story is we all...
Well, what was Luke's business?
That's true.
We should all talk about our business.
Have one.
I thought you had
nothing?
Like some prospects or something.
Yeah, I started, and then I my thing was I realized that I had too many other projects that I just don't work on. It was really dumb of me to try start something new.
In terms of a
podcast, rather than spending time on projects and things I was already working on. So by like the third or fourth day, I was like, okay. Try build something from scratch and make money on it, or try work on some of the stuff I'm already working on and make money from that. And so I ditched the effort right away and was like, I'll take the L. So I didn't do much. Okay. I didn't do it. I did stuff for like 2 or 3 days, and then I was like, okay, I'm out.
What was yours?
I originally had a different idea, but I honestly came up with like the simplest thing that was like more, like I had to put more effort in. And I was raking leaves, literally raking leaves.
Uh-huh.
And it was good because I think when we started, it was like October 25th.
which that's the perfect fall time. There's a lot of leaves in the yard.
That is ideal, yeah.
I actually only rigged, I made up a flyer on MacBook.
And you handed it out to people?
Absolutely.
Who did you hand it out to?
I just went to my neighbors.
That's
I went on the block, and I was just like, hey, look, I see it, if their lawn was already clean, I would skip over them. But
right,
like,
you're not an idiot.
Yeah. Or, you know what I could have done? I could have just, put leaves in
their lawn. Oh, yeah. There you go.
Just rake them into the neighbor's lawn and then go.
You could have started a roadkill cleaning up business and then just threw dead animals into everybody's yards. I see that you have a possum on your sidewalk. This is great timing. I just started a company.
Rake the leaves into the next person's yard. Go knock on their door.
That sounds like residual income.
But so, yeah, so I made up a flyer, like a really, like, shitty flyer, and I just walked up and down my block, and I handed it out, and four people called me, and they're like, yeah, how much to rake your lawn? And I put, like, a price range on there, and I was like, oh, $30, and I raked four different lawns, and then I was like, oh, well, I got a lot of other stuff going on, and I kind of forgot about it, and then I was like, towards the end, I got kind of worried again, and then I printed off 10 more flyers and handed them out, and then it snowed the next day.
Wait, so how many flyers did you hand out initially?
Probably I printed off 20. I think I only handed out.
Did you put them in their door or something like that?
Mailbox or front porch.
That's illegal. That's a federal crime, actually. I had some lady tell me that once. I used to do that when people didn't answer their doors when I was door knocking. I would put it in their mailbox, and somebody would call me. She's like, just so you know, I do not want to buy a house from you, but also touching other people's mailbox is a federal offense, and you can get in a lot of trouble for doing it. She said, I'm not going to get you in a lot of trouble, but just so you know. And I was like, okay, boomer. So how many flyers did you hand out?
Probably 30 total.
And how many people called you off those flyers?
Four.
That's not that bad.
It's a numbers game.
What did you make total?
$120.
Huh. That's not so bad.
For the amount of work, I would say when you think about.
I mean, how many hours did you put in?
It was
two.
Yeah, if that. Maybe a little more. It was 45 minutes average, I would say, per yard. So, freaking
3 hours.
Yeah.
So what is that? $40 an hour.
Wait, stop. No, I didn't.
That's pretty good.
45 plus 45 is an hour 90. And a half.
Okay, yeah, hour and a half.
3 hours.
Yeah. 3 hours? $40 an hour?
Yeah. So, I probably could have taken a lot farther, and I could have probably pivoted to, shoveling.
Did you say farther?
I still want to cut that. Yeah, I probably could have, pivoted and done, snow removal or whatever, but I just didn't. I don't know. I didn't put as much effort into it as I should have.
Well, clearly you put enough in because you made indefinitely more than Luke and I did.
Yeah. So why do you guys think that is? This is a big thing.
I think yours is. I think it was because your business.
Mine
was a little bit more intricate. I could have done something. I should have done something much easier, like you did, where you give somebody a flyer, say, "Hey, I'll rake a yard," boom, we're in, just like that. But I think that's difficult thing with a lot of people who try to start businesses is they overthink it. They don't take the small steps towards just doing something very
just
simple.
Just getting started. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So I don't know.
But you also didn't pick up any items. You didn't. I don't know.
Right. And I'm not trying to make excuses for myself.
Just saying, do you think
I was flat out. I was lazy about it. I could have done more for sure.
Yeah,
I have no excuse for myself. It was laziness.
Being that I only freaking had 30 flyers and I only actually raked 4 yards, and you know what I did actually. One of them, I put a little thing on the bottom that said $5 off if you refer. Your neighbor or somebody else. But it didn't really come to fruition because I'd already handed out the flyers and I was like, well, I already gave them a flyer. But I probably could have done a lot better if I would put more work into it.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, there's ways to make money out there. $40 an hour.
Easy. Yeah.
That's not.
I don't know how much doctors make, but it's probably. Well, I guess they make $200,000 a year. That's probably more. $40 an hour is what is that, $75,000 a year?
I really don't know, to be honest. I haven't got paid hourly since I was the system manager at Lids. $9 an hour.
Nice.
Yeah. Not so bad. It was good, yeah. Though. 30 days.
Yeah. I don't think it was a bad decision. I'll probably do it, like, once a year.
Oh, yeah.
Not a cocktail.
Yeah. It felt good. But you did kind of feel left out from some things. You see, like, friends doing fun things. And you're like, would have been nice to have been there for that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It was good.
Yeah, I think it was worth it. And, boy, it's good on the pocketbook, man.
I think I actually spent more money.
I
that's what everyone's like, oh, you must have lost weight. I was like, gained weight. They're like, oh, you must have saved money. I was like, pretty sure I spent more money.
Oh, because you must not be an alcoholic. I'm still an alcoholic.
I made it easier to justify
going out to eat and
spending my money on things. I'd be like up at Hermantown and I'd be like, yeah, I should pop in a Best Buy and pick up a new cord or whatever I need. Yeah, a new Blu-ray player. I could use a Blu-ray player. It's, you know, it's 2007. Everyone's getting one. They're the future. So I would buy things, or I would buy clothes for myself, and yeah. I'd be like, it's fine, I saved. Think of all the money I saved from not drinking. I can just go buy this, and I'm still saving money. And at the end of the month, I was like, oh, shit, I spent more money than I usually do.
I should have just been drunk.
Yeah, I should have just been drinking.
I don't buy DVD players.
Yeah, it's, if I'm too drunk to drive myself to the store, then I don't buy anything.
Yeah. No, so I would recommend the Dry 30. I don't think it was a bad idea.
Yeah, I'd recommend it.
There was a little bit, I would say there was a little bit of, like, head clarity. I probably had maybe a little bit more energy, and I made better decisions.
The head clarity was huge for me.
Yeah.
And I just felt very physically there.
Yeah.
Bouncing all over the place. Always had energy. But.
All right, well.
Casey, do you know how long we've been going?
Mm-hmm. No, an hour and 11 minutes.
That's hour and 11 minutes.
Perfect.
That's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Any final thoughts?
Anybody?
No.
Final thoughts on 30-day challenge. If you're looking for video work done, Casey is your dude. Casey Flipson, you can find him on Facebook. Don't forget about the silent P in the beginning of his name. Many do. Don't be one of those people.
And if you're looking to buy a house or sell your house in the near future, Luke Hansmeyer. Real estate.
Yeah, as long as he's not taking a nap.
You can't put your own services on.
No, you can't. That's cheesy. That's real cheesy.
If you're looking for something else to follow, Building Dream Duluth.
Ooh, there it is.
Smash that bell.
Recently.
Smash that bell. Give me a like.
Smash that bell. Like and subscribe. Recently joined the Duluth Chamber as well.
We did.
I got a handful of Chamber members that watch this cast.
Yeah.
They'll see you there. Look for Alex there. Go up and say, hey, I saw you on the High Five with Gage Hartman.
There you go. All 29 of your subscribers.
Okay, there's more than
that. How many do you have?
Subscribers or like followers or like what do you mean?
Do you have subscribers? Do you have a channel?
Yeah, we do. It's pretty sad, though. I think we have like 11.
Ooh.
Yikes.
I know, you shouldn't have tried to throw Gage under the bus.
We have a pretty good. I would say we have a pretty good following on like Facebook, Instagram, but YouTube is not our channel.
The funny thing is that Casey has more followers than all of us on his YouTube. Casey, how many followers do you have on your YouTube channel?
YouTube?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You have like 230 or something like that.
Oh my gosh, that's wild. Send them our way.
Yeah. You made it when you were 14 for snowboarding?
We need to do more snowboarding videos. Yeah.
I think that's it. I think we're wrapping it up.
Yeah. Wrapping it up. Awesome.
Right. That was a good recap. I hope you guys enjoyed it.
Casey, will you do before you guys stand up?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let me do a quick
photos. Do a photo on mine as well.